Have you ever felt helpless, like things were just simply out of your control? There was no place to turn and there's no one to help you along the way. People have felt that way for generations and generations. And we find this to be true during the life of Jesus. There's a wonderful account where Jesus was ministering to the people of his day. He was healing the sick. He was helping them in various ways. The crowds were forming around him and they were looking for help. And Jesus, on one of those occasions, observed the crowd carefully. And the scripture tells us that he looked at the crowd and he saw them as sheep without shepherds, as helpless people. And in Matthew chapter 9, verse 37, he turns to his disciples and says to them, in that context of these helpless people, he says to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." We live in a community where there are many people who may feel helpless. They may not even sense their spiritual helplessness, but just feel like there's no hope and no help for them around the circumstances that are surrounding them. And we actually have an answer. We have that answer in the person of Jesus Christ. And Jesus certainly gave help and hope to the people of his day, but he also said to his followers, "You're going to be the ones to dispense the help and the hope to others. You're going to be the ones to give them direction." And though people are often like sheep without direction and without hope and without help, we as followers of Jesus Christ have answers, the good news of Jesus Christ. And this is what Jesus had been promoting and preaching. He'd been telling them about the opportunity to come into a right relationship with God, the ways to be fully alive in our relationship with God. And so we have that opportunity. I hope that you are not feeling hopeless or helpless today. I trust that you're leaning on Jesus for every step of the way. He certainly is there to strengthen us and be our help. But then beyond that, beyond helping us, then he wants to work through us to help others. So look around. See who there is in your circle of relationships that might need a little boost, a little help. And maybe you could be the voice and the love of Jesus Christ to them by just being there, by listening, by helping, and by giving hope. Thanks for taking time to share with me in this pastoral visit.